Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Danielle. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. Today we will be using the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. For more information on the Clearing Statement, please go to www.theclearingstatement.com. Hello, Lori. How are you today? Hello? Is anybody on the line with me? So today we are going to be talking about targets versus goals and resolutions. The difference between targets and goals is target is moving, and when you, like, so if you set a target, it's something you can change and move and create with, whereas a goal is actually a form of jail, and when you reach your goal, you become incarcerated, which who wants to be incarcerated? And so all of the goals you have set across all lifetimes, dimensions, and realities, will you destroy and uncreate them all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And all of the resolutions you have made across all lifetimes, dimensions, and realities, will you destroy and uncreate those all? And everything that brings up, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And so,
Danielle.
There you are.
Hi, Danielle.
I don't know what happened. I unmuted you a minute ago, and then you just weren't there. So, hello, Lori.
Okay,
to the line.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year, everyone. Yeah.
Yes, Happy New Year. And I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas.
I know. Actually, this Christmas was much easier for me than I have had in the past. There was still the family dynamics, but I had an easier time being with it without reacting, and that was pretty major for me because I'm usually the reactive bug, the one setting everything off. So it was nice. It was really nice.
Awesome.
How was yours?
Mine was
very
nice.
Yours?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Good.
I enjoyed myself. I'm not going to say if it was I can't say if it was better or worse than any other Christmas off the top of my head. It was just what we usually do, family time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting silly with my siblings.
Yeah. Hey, so this week, as we have discussed, and I'm very excited about this topic, is targets. Instead of, we always make New Year's, the next step, of course, is New Year's and New Year's resolutions and reaching, setting a bunch of goals. And one of the things, as we are using Access Consciousness, when I heard this definition, that goals in Old English used to mean, the word goal meant jail. And I thought that was really fascinating because either you're really good at reaching your goals or you will get so close to reaching your goals and then it falls off and you think, wow, why didn't I do that? So if there's somewhere in our psyches, unconsciously, that to reach your goal means you're going to end up in jail and the stockades and maybe get whipped, then there would be a natural tendency to really not want to reach your goals if it only means punishment. So everything that brings up, and everywhere it's been totally pushed down into the unconscious, and yet that energy is of resistance to reaching our goals is still there. Would you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Absolutely.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. That gave me such a sense of relief because there's always this kind of nagging. If you make your New Year's resolutions, and everyone else is making New Year's resolutions, goals, and then about 6 weeks into it, seems to be this collective, everyone drops the hot potato. So then everywhere you've cooked into everyone else's resistance, and everyone else's only tenacity of 8 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks, would you return that to sender with consciousness and with the gift of, oh, it's just an old program? What else would you like to choose? What if you just keep choosing? Let's give that whisper of a gift out into the unconscious, into consciousness.
Yeah.
And everything that won't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, yeah. Pot, online, trip, boys, and beyond. Yay! We can choose. We can choose in 10 seconds. We don't have to set giant target or giant goals. Oh, which brings us to targets, though. And targets has a little, tell me more what you think, what you know about targets, Danielle.
Well, to me, a target is something that can be moved. So instead of, like, a goal is just this big, like, and I'm thinking of this kind of in, like, sports terms even. Like, when you're playing football, the goal, or soccer, which is also football, the goal is stationary. It doesn't move. But when you have a target, you can, like, if you're doing target practice, you can move that target from really close to you, or you can move it to really far away from you, or you can move it to the left, or you can move it to the right, or you can even have a target that's, like, moving around. So targets have a more infinite possibility energy to them than a goal does to me, because of the fact that they can be moved. And if you set a target to, say, lose, a lot of people set resolutions to lose weight in the new year. So if you set a target to lose weight, like, say you want to lose 20 pounds by beach season in May or June, and you could reach that target earlier in maybe April, or you can, you know, you're not quite there yet, you can move it a little bit back to July or August. And I think there's a lot more magic and possibility in that, as opposed to setting something that happens right away.
It's like
or,
a concrete.
Not right away, but like, it's less concrete. And also
yeah,
has lighter energy to it than either of the words goals or resolutions.
Yeah. A target. You know in Old English that the word sin was, you know, do you know this about sin?
I don't think so.
Sin actually came from using your bow and arrow and hitting the target. It was a practice. And if you missed the bullseye or missed the target, that word was sin. And there was no huge wrongness to it. It was just you sinned because you missed the target. So everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, please. Oh,
yeah.
So good that pot of mind trips for the man. So everywhere, so if you sinned, all it meant is you missed your target and you shot again. It was just a practice. It was like, oh, you missed. Okay, you sinned. Go ahead, shoot again. So everywhere where that's been, the word is like maligned and totally twisted and totally the word sinned made into the absolute wrongness and of us. Would we destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Absolutely.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. You know what? This brings me right in. Here we go. This brings me right into Danielle and I were talking how much I love this process, the tool from Access about what it means, and it's a four-step question. So can we just jump into the truth? What does sinned? And then we'll do sin, and then we'll do the other goals and targets, or goals and resolutions. But sin is just like popping to me. So truth,
okay. What
does sinned, missing the mark, sinned mean? What does sinned mean to you? And everything that brings up, and all the energies, and all the points of view, and conclusions, and decisions, and wrongness that brings up. Would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, shorts, boys, and me, and beyond. Truth, what does sinned? What do I mean to sinned? All that energy, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good,
yes.
Bad, right, wrong, half pod, all line, church, boys and beyond. Truth, what does sex with sinned mean to me? And what we mean by sex is how much receiving. What does sex with being sinned or being a sinner and all the connotations of sinning, sinned or sinned, to me, everything, the charge around that, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, tuck, paddle, line, church, boys and beyond. And truth, what does sex with me mean to sin, sinning, being a sinner, and missing the mark mean to, what do I mean to all of those things? Everything that is, all the energy, all the confusion, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, would you destroy and uncreate all that energy, please? All those decisions, conclusions, JVCCs, and point of view, and everything that's been stuffed onto you, destroy and uncreate that, please, and unravel and unwind and allow all that energy and all the quantum entanglements to be open to a whole new possibility of reaching your marks. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, church, boys, and beyonds. Cool.
So do we want to go through and do that for goals and resolutions?
Yes, let's do the same thing. Cool.
Let's start with goals.
Would you like to do it?
Sure.
True.
Sure. What do goals mean to me? Or mean to you? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Truth, what do I mean to goals? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, what does sex with goals mean to you?
Yeah.
And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, what does sex with me mean to goals? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, boys and beyond. Truth, and let's do resolutions now. Truth, what do resolutions mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, boys and beyond. And truth, what do I mean to resolutions? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And truth, what does sex with resolution mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And truth, what does sex with me mean to resolution? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And I'm also going to run this on targets just because that's what we're here to inspire everyone to create today.
Before you jump into that, that clearing that you just said, I'll give a little feedback. I got the sense of all the resolutions we made to lose weight and how all the bodies it's just so much energy around, New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight. And there was just such a relief and almost a sigh of like, oh. So all the resolutions, this clears all the ones that you've ever made and then didn't reach and then made it compounded in the wrongness of you. Would you destroy that too?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pot, all nine shorts, boys. I got that whisper of how much, stress there is on the body if you don't, you say you do something, you don't follow through.
Yeah. And all of the projections, expectations, conclusions, decisions, computations, and anything else I'm missing in there that you have put on your body to lose weight in the new year, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And because we're on the topic of resolutions to lose weight, would you be willing to talk to your body if it truly even wants to lose weight?
Yes.
Because sometimes we just have the point of view that we're, like, in society today, women are just projected at us that we're supposed to be little skinny twigs that, and that's, like, you're not sexy unless if that's what you are. I mean, I have experienced that that's not how everyone feels, but that's kind of just the over whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that just brought up, destroy and uncreate it all and return to sender, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Would you be willing to acknowledge for our listeners out there how aware you are and or start to play with the awareness of, wow, who does that belong to? Because there's so much in our society about the weight loss. And diet, this brings up the word diet. Diet has D-I-E, die in it. And we die to go into
your body doesn't like that word diet because of the word die in the word.
Yeah.
And it's actually a very contractive energy.
Right.
When you tell your body you're going to go on a diet.
Right. So there's all those resolutions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An exercise I wanted to give everyone today, because we spoke of who does this belong to, is to make a list of all of the targets you would like to set, and then go through that list, and for every item on the list that you've written, ask who does this belong to, and clear if it feels, if there's a lightness to it when you ask who does this belong to, it belongs to someone else, right? Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
If it feels lighter, return it to sender. And then after you've cleared everything that you made on your list, rewrite the list without looking at the first list you made. And this will allow you to see what it is you would truly like to create and targets you'd like to set for the new year. And
right.
While doing this
from
exercise,
here,
ask yourself, what is it that you truly desire?
Yes. What's your reality? We get so enmeshed in everyone else's points of view, what their reality, well, of course, we know what your parents might want and how people, their parents might want them to be a doctor, but they really want to be an artist. So this gives you some meat and potatoes to get in there and clear out everyone else's projections, expectations, even from your school, or the separations from what you, your body. And this, I would also really encourage you to include your own body. That's something, the body wisdom is just being scratched. And if it has its own opinion of what it would like to wear, what it would like to look like, what it would, the size it would be, and what if it could be your friend in this exploration and this journey, and that it's the energy of a friend that we, your body could be your best friend that we have totally cut out. So that's something, when you make your list of your targets for the year, could you include your body as your partner, what it would like for this year and its targets? That's also a little different. That twists your mind a little bit, doesn't it?
I zoned out for a minute there, which means you got something.
Yeah. So everything that brought up and everything that that lets down, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good, bad. Thank you. Good, bad, right, wrong. Puck, pot, online, church, boys and beyond. Cool. Okay, Danielle.
When we create targets, something else I like about targets is when we create them, it's more of an energetic thing than a resolution or a goal. And with that, like, instead of, like, making a finite picture of what it is you wish to create, play with the energy of the targets you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, that allows a space for the universe to gift you what's truly possible, as opposed to creating this small little picture that could really restrict what it is that the universe could gift to you. And
yeah.
everywhere you're unable to know, be, receive, or perceive the energy of your targets, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pack, all nine, short, boys, and beyond.
Yeah, and all the lies you're telling yourself.
Yeah.
All the lies that have been perpetrated on you that doesn't allow you to see the magnitude of what you could receive. And we've been playing too small. Everything that is, would you just start and create it all?
Absolutely.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Mm. Cool. So targets. Oh, yeah, Danielle. I was going to say, so what target do you have? What's one target you have for 2016 that at the end of the year we can say, oh, yeah, look, we can look back at this call. We can look at our archives of consciousness.
My target for next year is to get something published.
Cool.
And I'm going to actually, I should probably stretch myself just because, like, I already have that in the works. So it's like a done deal for me, in a sense.
Yeah.
What's a target you have, Lori?
One of the targets is to buy a property that's really light and expansive for me. And that's in the southern part of Colorado. And I'm also going to do a lot of, I'm going to clear around it and get clear everyone else's points of view around the property and see. I'm going to include my own body and see what it wants. There's this property has been pulling on me. There's some classes. I really want to play in the energy of hedonism and start playing in practicing creating and practice and play in the creation of hedonism workshops, bringing hedonism back, the return of hedonism back to the planet.
And I'll have some of that too.
Yeah. And you know, the one thing is to make this easier, not to dwell in the past, but to just make the whole thing simpler and easier and joyful. I see where I throw up all these barriers and it's like, all right, I'm over that. I'm making a demand and the target to have life and my creations more joyful and easy and the waves that not be so big. You know, there's always waves of unconsciousness and let them be smaller waves, not tsunamis.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Everything that brought up, destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Where do we wish to go from here? Oh, we never cleared we never did the four processes on targets. So,
okay.
What do targets mean to me or mean to you? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And truth, what do I mean to target? And everything
mm-hmm.
that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good
yes.
and bad, pop and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And truth, what does sex with targets mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad,
yes.
pop and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And truth, what does sex with me mean to target? Oh,
everything
and everything that brings
that.
Up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. Yeah, should we work on our bars? How much does our bars business want us to create next year? How easy would that be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that brings up, would you just start and create good, bad, right, wrong, puck?
Yeah. Where'd you go? Oh, no, we just lost Lori. So, everywhere, I don't even know where to go from here. Please go to Facebook facebook.com/carouselofconsciousness and like us. That's where we post all of our hello again, Lori.
I know. That was
all
good
of
one,
our posts on Facebook. Yeah, I was like, what happened?
I know. So whatever that was, and all the resistance to that, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all.
Yeah.
Because I have Buck on a lynch with Boys and Beyond. Wow. Yeah, you were saying about where they can find us. And Danielle's in Traverse City, Michigan.
Yes.
And she's available to do body processes, and she's a hell of a facilitator. So see if there's any bodies in Michigan who would like to have a more expansive, joyful, easeful year in 2016. All right, all you bodies, come find Danielle. And
I can be found at DanielleClaudia.com. It's a brand new website. It's beautiful. Please go check it out and get a hold of me.
Cool.
And
I'm
Lori
at Living Dash.
You go ahead and say it, because I was
magic. Yeah. Okay, so my website is living-in-magic.com. And I can also be found on the Carousel of Consciousness, our Facebook page. And I'm in Denver, and I'm also Lori, L-O-R-R-I-E, J. Scott in Denver, if you'd like to Facebook me and get together. I just found, I have just moved into a new wellness center, have a beautiful suite to do sessions, and did some awesome sessions yesterday, so the ball is rolling. And energy building. I'm going to do a, if you're in Denver, there's a right relationship for you body process class in Denver in the middle of January. We'll plug that with Suzanne Lazar Hart. And that's got a lot of potency and change for your bodies and being. So if you're in Denver or anywhere and that's pulling on you, jump on in. We'd love to have you. And we'll be doing other we're going to offer loops, and we're going to be doing specials on private sessions starting next year. And we have lots planned.
Yay.
Yay for us. Yay, we're doing it. So thank you very much, everyone. Thanks for listening to the call, and thank you for supporting us. And what else is possible?
Definitely, and we would love to have some more, if you're listening to this as a recording, we would love to have some more live callers that can ask questions, so please, and also if you would like to have topics covered, get a hold of us either through Facebook or one of our personal websites, and thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week on the Carousel of Consciousness. Have a great
day.
And
Happy New Year. Yep,
Happy New Year, everyone.
Have a safe, healthy New Year.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.